Max is up here. You know, I mean, you can imagine. He's up here smiling this whole time because you are bringing him back to his day with the, how physical and how intense the series has been.
Man, it's been. You know, Max always tell me that, too, every time I see him.
What? Max talk about his old days and his career? Stop it.
No doubt. But, you know, it has to be that way. You know, somebody has to bring that energy. You know, we got Smart back, so we just add to the fire now.
One of the things you look at, and it seems like everybody, every play, somebody's getting knocked down, and nobody's giving any quarter at all. And the more you have a series like this that's close, the angrier guys get. It seems like everybody's getting a little bit more ticky-tacky out there.
Oh, for sure, man. You know, except for me, I'm trying to dumb it down because I'm trying to dumb it down, man. I can't afford to keep getting ticky-tacky.
You know what? I'm doing like this. I'm saying, lying?
You saw they got David West, right, the other night from the exercise bike.
Yeah,
so,
man,
I mean, how far would they go to get you? I mean, my gosh.
They're going to extreme limits. But, you know, we played a hell of a game. We stayed resilient through their, you know, through their runs. And, you know, we got a big lift from Shemi Ojale on the defensive side, man. He played a hell of a game on Giannis. And, you know, we stuck with it.
You know, you're going into broadcasting. This is over. You already jumped me on the Shemi. That's where I was going to go next. You have watched all year as different players, rookies, second-year players, 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds, have been asked to do things that a lot of young players aren't asked to do, and they have been ready at almost every occasion. And Shemi, I mean, the stakes, how high are the stakes right now? And he went in there to play against Giannis, and just his heart rate never goes up.
Man, you know, Shemi is one of those guys that come in and you work his ass off, man, every day. He's always early, you know. He's one of those mature young guys that, you know, that's ready to step out there, and he's ready for the moment. And, you know, he knew what his assignment was, and, you know, he went in and executed.
Talk to us really about how big Marcus is coming back to you guys, because, you know, I could just see the emotion in his face wanting to play, but he made some great plays at the end of that game, and you were the first guy to come out and congratulate him.
No doubt, man. You know, it's been a rocky season for him, due to the injuries and things like that. And, you know, I'm just happy to see a guy like that win. You know, he come back, and, you know, I've been talking about it all year that he's going to change. You know, he's changing the series for us. Like, they kind of had Thon Maker come, and, you know, it's been very, very beneficial, and he's been working very hard.
How cool is this to have your brother in the other bracket so you guys can just call each other and enjoy these wins?
Definitely is good, man. I watch all their games, and, you know, I'm rooting for them too, but, you know, we see him if we see him.
And we'll see you on the plane tomorrow, my friend.
I appreciate you guys, man.
All right. 92-87 is the final.